Thank you, dear.
Well, this is the third night we've been here.
God bless you, Lord.
I haven't asked anybody in the last 3 days how long you usually have service or what time you usually quit.
When the Lord's done.
I haven't asked how long you usually preach.
Bless, Lord.
I guess I don't want to sound arrogant or anything, but it doesn't really matter.
No.
Amen.
Blessing, Lord.
God bless him tonight.
Didn't come here to mind man. I come here to mind God.
Amen.
Blessing, Lord. Blessing.
I just like to feel him.
Amen.
Blessing, Lord.
I'm glad I can feel him the way I can feel him tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank the Lord.
There's a way that seemeth right to a man.
Take the Lord. Take the Lord.
I was on that way once. But I changed ways. And now I'm on what the old timers call that old mean route way.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely I will have to crawl all the way.
Bless the Lord.
Because I found that I'm the strongest when I'm the weakest.
Amen.
I've found that I'm at my highest when I'm at my lowest.
Amen.
I've found that He really is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
And I'd like to talk to you tonight. No,
Lord,
I don't want to talk to you. I want to preach to you.
Amen.
Use it, Lord.
I want to preach to you about
come on, son.
Some ways.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless him.
I'd like to read to you in the 11th chapter of the book of Mark. Starting at verse 1. Boy, is it freeing up. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Glory, glory,
glory. Amen.
God.
Praise your holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord tonight. Oh, bless His high holy.
Bless the Lord.
And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, He sendeth forth two of His disciples.
God bless them.
And He saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat.
Oh, God.
Loose him and bring him.
Bless, Lord.
If any man say unto you, why do you this? You ever been asked that question?
Yes.
Why do you do that? Why do you shout like that? Why do you preach like that? I get that one a lot.
Bless you, Lord.
And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him,
yeah.
And straightway he will send him.
Amen.
And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met. And they loose him, and certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go.
Yeah.
And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him.
Yeah.
And he sat upon him.
Bless you, Lord.
And many spread their garments in the way.
Oh, yes.
I remember when I spread my garment in the way.
Amen.
Oh, glory. And others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. Yeah, in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now it says here, you can be seated if you like, but you can worship him tonight too. That'd be all right. Now it says, they said, go your way. And then it says it like this, and it says that there was a straight way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and straightway he will send him thither. And they went their way and found the colt. And it says this, and it says in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. Oh, I feel like preaching tonight. Destruction. I was going my way, and my way was taking me down. I thought my way was leading me to fun. I thought my way was where I wanted to go. But I'll tell you tonight, I'm so glad I found a place where two ways met.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Oh, listen to me for just a little bit. Boy, it's so powerful tonight. It about take your breath.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, but let me tell you what we need to do tonight. Let us look at what we need to do. Oh, the Bible says, and certain of them that stood there said to them, what do ye, loosing the colt? Oh, now you understand tonight what that loosing the colt means. Oh, you see, the world is out there, and they're looking upon us, and they've seen the direction that we've gone, and they see the things that we do, and they see the changes in our life. Oh, but then there's that place where worship comes. Oh, and when the Lord sends us away, oh, He'll send us away. Now remember, this wasn't 12 disciples. This was just two. Oh, and those two, they were sent out to find something that should not have been there to begin with. They were sent to find a colt. Oh, the fold of an ass. They were sent to find that and bring it to the Lord. Now, they didn't own that colt. Somebody else owned that colt. They were sent by the Lord to go get something that was not theirs. I want you to see what worship is for us tonight. I worship is something that I do not deserve, and worship is something I do not own. I was a sinner. I was covered in my sin, and I should only drop my head before God. Oh, and say, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. But praise be unto God. Another way that I did not know, and I found something there that I did not own, and it was not mine. Out of the Lord, I paid the price for it. Everybody may not want to worship, everybody may not want to praise Him, but children, I can't worry about everybody else.
Thank you, Lord.
As they came, they began to untie the colt. Do any of you remember
when you came out of that world.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if we'd all be real honest, even when we were raised in church, there was that time that we looked and we said, now, if I ever go to church, I ain't going to act like that.
Yeah, I said that.
I'm not going to behave like that. I can remember being a little boy. Brother Aaron was talking about on the way up here.
I said, I ain't going to hug
you like that. He was talking about making a change. And we were little boys, and he was talking about how he preached me stuff in.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Bless me.
I remember being a little boy. And I remember turning up mom's footstool. And I'd turn it up and I'd go get my Bible. And I'd put it on top of that old footstool. And we had one of them old fashioned preachers. Oh, he still wore the big overalls and suspenders.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And he got, when he'd get in a big way, he'd wrap them thumbs around them old suspenders. Oh. And then he'd kick that leg. He had a big old leg kick. He'd kick it out there like this. And he'd walk back through the church. And he'd say, "Say, isn't it good to be a child of the King?" Oh, and I remember I turning that old footstool up. Oh, and getting my old suspenders and putting them on. And getting out there in front of mommy and daddy. And I'd eat that book. And I'd stretch my little leg. Remember when that little light bulb began to go off?
Yeah.
And it started to sink in.
Bless you, Lord.
Really is. It really is good to go that way.
Yeah.
That was when you began to loose the coat.
Amen.
Living in there. That was when you began to loose the coat. When we hold back in worship.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
When we hold back in worship. There's a reason that scripture's in there that says that if we will not cry out, the rocks will cry out for us. Huh?
Yes.
Now, there's one thing I've learned about Missouri since I've been here. Y'all do not lack for stones anywhere.
Huh? That's right. Missouri's got what? Plenty of.
Oh.
I'm taking one home with me.
But you know what would be a shame? If all them stones out there had to do the shouting for the church. And I believe there's a lot of churches that the stones got to do the shouting for.
That's right.
But I can't speak for them. And I don't have to answer for them.
Right.
But I do have to answer for myself.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm willing to speak for myself tonight.
Amen.
And not only am I willing to speak for myself, but I am also willing to shout for my God.
Amen.
Oh, no wonder when they loosed that coat and took it back.
Amen.
They threw their garments off. Do you remember when you laid off the garment of sin and you laid it upon the Lord? All you wanted to do then was shout, "Glory, glory, glory! I'm free! Then some of them took their garments and they laid them down in front of the Lord. And some went over and cut branches out of the trees.
Yeah.
And they laid them on the ground. Some are following the signs. Some aren't following the signs too well. It don't matter. Listen to me.
Come on.
It don't matter if they are. What matters is if you are.
Right. Amen, preacher.
Because that they followed their way, and it came where two ways met.
Right.
Where two ways meet.
Amen.
My way and His way met at the cross.
Amen.
It was the crossroads in my life.
Uh-huh.
You say, preacher, do you consider yourself a wise man? Yeah, I do. Well, you can't do that. The Bible says you can't consider yourself that way. Not in the way that you would think. But you see, I remember when the wise men, they were sent, remember when they went before Herod? And Herod said, when you find him, send me word that I may come and worship him too. You remember what it says after that? Remember it says that they found him? You remember when they found him and then the Lord gave them a dream and warned them not to go back? Now what does it say then that they did? And it says that they went home another way. I'm glad tonight that I was wise enough to go to the Lord one way. Oh, but when I went back to my home, I went home another way. I came dirty. It ain't no wonder that as he began to ride on that little colt, they began to shout. Oh, you hear me tonight. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed. Did you hear that? They went before. Them old disciples, them old patriarchs, they went before. And I'm just following. But praise be unto God, I'm following the same way. And then what does it say? Oh, and I'm going to come to a close now. But it says, oh, and they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I say tonight, Hosanna in the highest. The wise men went home another way. So did I.
Yeah.
Some went before me, and I'm following their way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Jeremiah.
Bless you, Lord.
And then turn it over to Brother Herb. Oh, he told them. He said, seek out the old paths. Wherein lies the good way. And when you find it, walk therein. But then they said, we will not walk
therein.
I can't answer for them, but I can answer for me.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go that way. I'm willing to go that way. Though it takes me through valley. Though it takes me across deep rivers. And though it may be dark and it may be lonesome. I do believe David understood where we were at tonight. When he said, oh yeah, go through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah, we're going to try to follow the same signs that we followed to get here, to get back home. Now, we may not make it as easy as we made it here. We might miss something.
It's good enough to get us here. It's good enough to get us here.
There's been times I've had to stop and turn around. I'm not your typical male. I'm not afraid to stop and ask directions. I've been lost too many times. When I get lost, I pull over and say, how do I get there? Oh, there's been times in my life, spiritually, that I found myself going the wrong direction. But I'm not afraid to pull over and ask directions.
Amen.
And I have found Him always to be faithful and just to forgive.
Amen.
And I have found Him willing to point me the right way.
Amen.
And lead me the way that I should go.
Right.
Aren't you glad for Jesus tonight?
Amen.
Oh, I don't want to quit tonight. I don't want to go home. I want to worship Him. I want to just praise